Foods present Bird's Eye Open House. Our show starts with Ken Lane's choral group singing Lady of Spain. Take it away, man.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm a feeling. Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain, I love you. Lady of Spain, I adore you.
Do-la-da-da-da-da-da.
Right from the night I first saw you.
Do-la-la-da-da.
My heart has been yearning for you.
Do-do-da-da-da.
What else could any heart do? Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain, I love you.
Bird's Eye Open House Rehearsal, Studio A, Harry Bonzel speaking. Hello. Hello, Dinah. Oh, yeah, everything's all right. Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra are here. What's that? You can't be on the show tonight. But, Dinah, listen, the listeners want you on the show. Yeah, I know I'm attractive, Dinah, but after all, how would I look in a bare midriff? Oh, you're just saying... What's that? You're sending a very dear friend over to pinch hit for you. Who? A friend of yours from Metro-Golden-Mare? Dinah, listen, you know there's nobody who can take your place with me. Who? Marilyn Maxwell. Marilyn Maxwell! Goodbye, Dinah. Goodbye, I'll see you later. Marilyn Maxwell, God. Now, if Groucho Marx only weren't coming over, I could... I think he came in too soon. If Groucho Marx only weren't coming over, I could have her all to myself. It's just my luck. That guy's got to come in at all.
Is this the Bird's Eye Open House rehearsal?
Marilyn Maxwell. Now you can do it.
Oh, then you're Harry Bonzel.
I am. I mean, I am. As a matter of fact, I have been for quite a few years.
Of course you are. I'd have known you in a moment.
Yeah?
You see, Dinah described you to me.
She did?
Yes.
Why did she have to go and do a thing like that?
Oh, Harry. Dinah said some very nice things about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, she said you were the kind of a man...
Yeah?
...a girl would like to have as a brother.
Now, why did she have to go and say a thing like that?
Harry, maybe I better sing to you.
Yes, sing. Go ahead. Who cares? Never a lover, always a brother.
When Madame Pompous Door was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And what of all the books about Du Barry's look, what was it made of the toast to Perry? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo say to Juliet or Hero in Pyrrhus or Jupiter? Juno, you know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
was swell.
Oh, thank you, Harry. But, Harry, where's Groucho Marx?
Groucho Marx? Will you stop worrying about Groucho Marx, Marilyn? He's not worth it, believe me. Groucho Marx is a gay Lothario, a will-o'-the-wisp. A girl like you should concern yourself with a fellow like me. Yes, me. I'm a solid citizen.
You certainly are.
See, I see. Well, I'll... No, I'm not kidding, Marilyn, really. The girl who marries me will be a very lucky girl. I can just imagine our wedding day. As I throw open the door and carry her across the threshold of our little vine-covered cottage, there on the dining room table it will be the most beautiful sight in the world.
Oh, a big basket of flowers?
No, a big dish of bird's-eye chicken a la king. Can you imagine anything nicer? Bird's-eye chicken a la king? Such a delicious dish. Honestly, you've never tasted anything more luscious, more absolutely mouth-watering. Think of it. And Marilyn?
Yes?
In a year or so... Do you know what we can look forward to?
Oh, what, dear?
More chicken a la king. More chicken a la king with big tender pieces of bird's eye chicken, sliced mushrooms, pimentos, bird's eye green peas, snippets of crisp green peppers, and rich, smooth chicken broth and gravy. Oh, boy. It's so easy that even I could prepare it. You just have to take that package of bird's eye chicken a la king, add a little milk and heat. Then it's ready. Ready to serve on steaming rice or crisp golden waffles.
Huh? Oh, Harry, it'll be lovely.
Yeah.
You and I, walking down life's highway, holding hands.
Yeah. I'm sorry, darling, you can only hold one of my hands.
Why?
So if on the other hand, I'll be holding a package of bird's eye chicken a la cake. Oh, but why think of the future? Let us live for the present. Because right now, this famous chef specialty is available in your store. There's plenty of it, too. Just be sure it's the famous bird's eye chicken a la king.
Oh, it's a lovely thought, Harry.
Yeah.
But tell me, where's Groucho Marx?
Oh, him again. Now we're back to where we... I don't know where he is, Marilyn. He should have been here some time ago. Say, I wonder if...
I can't stay in bed, Doctor. I'm telling you, I must get over to the Bird's Eye open house.
Quiet. Stick out your tongue.
Stick out your own tongue.
Why should I stick out my tongue?
Don't ask me. You're supposed to be the doctor.
Well, of all the...
And what's more, I'm starting to have my doubts about that.
How dare you? Why, 30 years ago, I was a horse and buggy doctor.
A buggy doctor? Well, take some flea powder and you'll get rid of them. That'll be $5. You better come in and see me again next week. And next week, leave the fleas at home.
And Mr. Marx...
And you stay with the fleas.
Mr. Marx, in case you don't know it, I was with the Mayo brothers for 12 years.
So what? I was with the Marx brothers for 30 years.
I repeat, for the past 12 years, I was with the Mayo brothers knitting bones.
Knitting bones, eh? You must have made them some pretty heavy sweaters.
No, stop this nonsense. I'm going to look down your throat. Open your mouth.
Who's playing down there, the Dolly Sisters?
How would you like to have me take your tonsils out?
Fine. Take them to the Palladium. They've never been there.
I'm sorry, Mr. Marx. I have other patients. I have other patients to call on.
Well, can I do my broadcast on the Bird's Eye open house tonight?
Definitely not. Should you have to get out of bed, I want you to wear long woolen underwear, a yes. sweatshirt, a flannel shirt, a heavy suit, a sweater, a muffler, and an overcoat.
Yeah.
And above all, there's one thing I don't want you to do.
What's that?
Don't get overheated. Goodbye.
Good joke on him. He doesn't know I'm dead.
Well, Marilyn, looks like it's going to be you and me alone on the show.
Oh, poor Groucho.
Yeah.
I was so anxious to work with him, because he's so cute.
Yeah. Too bad, yeah. I can't believe it. Harry Von Zell and Marilyn Maxwell.
Say, Harry, I've got a great idea.
Yeah?
Let's go over to Groucho's house, and maybe we can get him on his feet in time for the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Well, Harry, let's go.
Yeah. Well, I'll be right with you, Marilyn. I just remembered I want to make a phone call, though.
Okay, I'll wait for you outside.
Yeah, good. I'll show that guy. Fix him in his own... Hello. Hello, Joe? Joe, this is Harry. Look, Marilyn Maxwell is on the show tonight.
Yeah, she certainly is. Yeah,
and I want to keep Groucho away from her. You see, he's got a cold, so look, if you'd pose as a doctor and convince him that he must stay in bed...
Yeah, get it? Great. All right, I'll see you over there.
Come in. Marilyn, Harry, it's so sweet of you to drop in this way. Come on in.
Say, Marilyn, he looks much worse than I figured.
Oh, yes. Harry, this is more serious than I thought. I've never seen anyone that pale.
I hope we're not too late.
Would you folks like to sit down, or should we go right to the cemetery? It's Groucho. Only about 40 stones from here.
Groucho, what's wrong with you? Has the doctor been over?
Yes, and he says that
Now, don't you worry about a thing, old man. Why, by the time we're through with you, you'll look as good as I do.
Well, that certainly doesn't give me much to look forward to.
Well, if we're going to get you out of bed in time for the show tonight, we better get busy. Groucho, you must drink plenty of liquid. What kind of fruit have you got?
Apples and pears.
Well, isn't there anything in the house you can squeeze?
Yes, but Thursday's the maid's day off. Besides, I haven't got a mixmaster. That joke was left over from an old script we used a couple of months ago.
Well,
if anybody would like it, it'll be at sale later on. Along with me. Huh?
Groucho, where are we start?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, we could hold hands and see how that goes.
Oh, no, you're none of that stuff, Groucho. Marilyn's not over here to neck with you.
Look, fatso. Why don't you take your water pistol and go fill up Boulder Dam?
Now, you cut there. You look here, Groucho. Oh, I can't
over here. Now, wait a minute. Stop arguing, fellas. Now,
well,
wait a minute.
He can't either.
Groucho, what you need is a mustard plaster.
Who wants to get plastered on mustard? You haven't got an old quart of bourbon, have you?
No, we haven't.
Well, even a new quart will do.
Well, what?
Skip it, huh?
Okay.
I'll get it myself.
This business of your having a cold is ridiculous anyway. It's all in your mind. When you get up in the morning, just say, I haven't got a cold. I haven't got a cold.
I tried that this morning.
Well, how did it work?
I don't know. I sneezed so loud, I couldn't hear what I was saying. I wonder who that can be. It's not the postman. He always rings twice.
So would
so
I.
So would I. Atlanta China. No, wait a minute. We have to read your own
well,
line.
All right. It was just... It wasn't much of a line, anyway.
No, it's hardly worth fighting over. So would I if Lana Turner was there. You can have it. I mean, you can have the line.
Listen, I think I know who that is at the door, Grouch. Look, I hope you won't be offended, but I heard you were very ill, so I took the liberty of having my own personal physician come over. Do you mind? I'll let him right in. Oh, doctor, I'm so glad you got here.
Well, hello, Mr. Bonzel. Hope I'm in time. Is the body... I mean, the patient here?
Yes, yes. Come right in. Dr. Dindeldorfer, I'd like you to meet Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
Miss... The Marilyn Maxwell?
How do you do?
Oh. I've long been an admirer of yours, Miss Maxwell.
But, Doc, I'm the patient.
Stay under the blankets, bud. Oh, Miss Maxwell.
You can call me Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn.
But, Doc, look, I'm the patient.
Under the blankets, bud. Marilyn, I think you're beautiful.
Oh, you're pretty cute yourself.
But, Doc, I'm the patient.
Under the blanket, bud. Yeah, and that dress, that's quite a dress you're wearing.
Do you think it fits me well?
Does it fit you well?
Hey, I'm getting warm under these blankets.
So am I, and I haven't even got a blanket. Mr. Marks, you're a very sick man. But fortunately, I am one of the few physicians who can cure a cold.
Is that right, Doc?
Thanks. See, my theory is that one must fight a cold with cold. Miss Maxwell, would you mind stepping into the next room?
Well, not at all.
Now, Mr. Marks, if you'll just step out of bed. That's good. Now take your pajama top off. Fine. Now stand right in front of this window.
The window. Shall I open it now, Doctor?
Yes, Mr. Bonzel.
Hey. Hey, what are you trying to do? Hey, shut that window.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Marks. You already have a cold. You can't get too cold.
No, but I can get double pneumonia.
Now, Groucho, don't argue with the doctor.
You see, Mr. Marks, as I told you, my method is to fight cold with cold. Now just stand in this basin of ice water.
It's cold.
Well, Von Zell, I haven't seen you in a month of Sundays. How's Trey?
Oh, fine, fine. Can't kick. How are things with you?
Oh, can't kick.
Neither can I. My feet are frozen.
Oh, Groucho, stop being a sissy. An Eskimo would laugh at a thing like that.
Yeah, well, let's get a few in the audience, huh?
Some Eskimos are particular, you know. Oh, dear. Tell me, Doc, have you seen any of the boys around lately?
The boys?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. I bumped into Jim Mason only yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Good old Jim Mason.
Oh, wonderful fellow, Jim Mason.
Prince among men, Jim Mason.
Hey, if you fellas want to drink a toaster, Jim, I got plenty of ice water here.
Quiet, Groucho. By the way, Doc, I understand Jim married old Charlie Hildebrand's daughter, Mabel.
Oh, no, no, no. Little Mabel Hildebrand married old Charlie Wiedemeyer.
Well, that must be the Charlie Wiedemeyer whose father owned the cigar store on 4th and Palm.
No, no, no. Charlie Wiedemeyer's father owned a hardware store on 3rd and O.
Oh.
By the way, whatever happened to old Jim Mason?
Well, he married...
That doesn't seem like a cold to me, eh?
Mr. Marks, I told you not to get dressed. Now, what's the idea of putting on that blue sweater?
That's no sweater. That's me. Come in.
How do you do? I'm Dr. Billingsley. Where's the patient?
Oh, here he is,
this
right over here.
This got more doctors than Cedar's 11 of them.
Hey, wait a minute. Would you mind opening your mouth again, son?
Who, me?
You, yes, sir. Oh, boy. I wouldn't want to be in the shape you're in.
Who would?
Say, how long have you been walking around like this?
About 35 years. Why?
Why, son, you're critically ill.
I am?
Yes, you are. And my advice to you is to stand in a basin of ice water.
Ice water? Critically ill? Well, what about the show tonight? Who's going to do the show? I'm sick. Groucho, would you go on for me tonight?
But, Harry, what about my cold?
Oh, Groucho, you haven't got a cold. The doctor I sent for is a fake.
Von Zell, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well...
How could you do this to me? Your oldest and closest friend. Your oldest, anyway. And your closest, too, I think. Well, you're nothing but a quick, frozen Benedict Arnold.
Please.
All right, I'll do the show for you, but I can never forgive you. I'm telling you, Marilyn, that Von Zell is nothing but a contemptible cur.
Oh, but Groucho, are you still so angry at Harry?
Of course I am. Imagine him bringing in a fake doctor so we couldn't be together on the show tonight.
Yes, that is a cheap trick. But tell me, Groucho, who was that doctor who put Harry to bed?
Oh, him. Oh, he's the fake doctor I sent for.
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medico. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure we all would like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charge is phenomenal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won a claim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name is like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the air. With the possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend. Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is
a doctor is a man. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night. On his call you can always depend. With the possible exception of your mother and your father and your sister and your brother and your nephews and your nieces and your uncles and your cousins whom you number by the dozens. A doctor's a man's friend.
Say, Mom, let me ask you a question. Do you peel or do you birdseye? I mean, do you spend precious time cutting, sorting, and cleaning your vegetables, or do you do it the easy way with birdseye? And that's by simply opening a package of birdseye and popping those perfectly clean, perfectly delicious garden-fresh vegetables into boiling water. If it's the easy birdseye way you're after, the real birdseye food you want to serve, then you must make sure that when you buy, your packages are clearly marked Birdseye. For you see, there are a lot of brands of frosted foods, but there's only one Birdseye quality. And only the package marked Birdseye is Birdseye. To make sure you'll never be disappointed, to make sure you get those perfect Birdseye foods, make sure that Birdseye name is right there on the package. Remember, for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Birdseye.
Fly pie, an apple pie, and dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy, shoe fly pie, an apple pie, and dowdy. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pie, and dowdy makes the sun come up. When heavens are cloudy, shoo-shoo, fly-fly, an apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake, Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoo-shoo, fly-fly. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy, shoo fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy, shoo fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. Thank you.
about wraps up our little shindig for the evening, folks. But next Thursday night, we have a very special treat for you. Bird's Eye Open House is going to combine with Maxwell House Coffee Time to bring you a full hour of radio entertainment. I think it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be George Burns and Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Meredith Wilson, Robert Emmett Dolan, yours truly, Harry Ponzell, and as our special guest, ladies, Charles Boyer. And we hope Dinah Shore will be back by that time, too. So be sure to tune in next Thursday, won't you? By the way, daylight saving time goes into effect in certain areas on April 28th. This may change the time at which this program is heard in your community, so please check your local paper for the time at which this program will be heard next week and each week thereafter. Groucho Marx can soon be seen in a night at Casablanca. Thursday night is All-Star Night and good listening on NBC, so stay tuned in for Kraft Music Hall, which follows in just 1 minute over most of these stations. Good night, everybody.